Metunetter Volume 5, Keys to Health and Longevity. Chapter 10, Healing Meditation Assignments, Overview. The spiritual approach to establishing and maintaining good health involves two sets of spiritual practices that must be integrated into one. One approach targets the self, the other, the spirit. The spiritual work with the self aims at the healing of illnesses and the regeneration of the body through the immersion of one person into the absolute peace of the self. To experience the self is to experience absolute peace, given that the self has no energy or matter in it. This experience is achieved through the self-centering meditation system. It focuses the attention of consciousness on itself and away from the lower aspects of the spirit, mind, emotions, and body. In other words, detachment of the self from the mind and body is achieved. The other set of spiritual practices, spiritual conditioning meditation, has three objectives. The first is to render the focusing of consciousness on itself instead of the emotions as an automatic reflex. This means that in a given situation, the person will be automatically focused on the peace of the self as opposed to the turmoil of the emotion. It is the same as when we do not notice that we have been hurt because we are so focused on our playing. The second objective is the replacement of the fight, flight, or stress reflex with the peace, joy, or happiness response to all challenges. The third set aims at setting up a spontaneous reoccurrence of peaceful and joyful feelings. This is accomplished by dwelling on nourishing our love for God and having made us in its image and likeness. Self-centering meditation. Self-centering meditation is my adaptation of Zazen, the chief meditation system practiced in the Zen system of Japan. Zazen consists of a special way of breathing and managing consciousness that leads to the state in which consciousness is one with itself. The self is centered in itself. The Zen masters call it Kensho or Satori. It is the Samadhi of yoga and Hetep of ancient Egypt. The practice involves four ingredients. One, slow lower abdominal breathing, 4 to 5 breaths per minute. Two, maintenance of mild pressure on the lower abdomen during the out-breath to stimulate the vagus nerve, sending thus energy to the cortex and frontal lobe. 3. Holding the breath at various points during the out-breathing. The slowing of the rate of breathing and its cessation diminish the activities of the mind and the emotions. 4. Focusing the attention on the object while all other stimuli, thoughts, background noises, bodily sensations, etc., are ignored. With consistent and careful practice, in combination with the conditioning meditation to depotionate the stress response and the measures taken to balance out the chemistry, the goal should be achieved rather quickly. The failure to institute the latter two practices is the reason that many Japanese students of Zazen had found the attainment of Kensho too hard and long. Unlike Easterners who sought Samadhi to escape further reincarnation, the ancient Egyptian sages sought it as an essential condition for a successful living in the world. When the Aryan invaders of India mixed their Vedantic culture with the culture of the blacks, Dravidians or Dalit, that originally inhabited the country to form Hinduism, they failed to assimilate the Dravidian tree of life, the Dasha Vidyas, into the resulting hybrid system. It was left out because in the Dravidian spiritual system, the prominent divine symbol was the mother goddess, whose body was made up of 10 Dasha teachings, Vidhyas, intelligences, even though their mantras became the basis of Kundalini and Tantra Yoga and Mahayana Buddhism, which is the dissembled, they dissembled the body of the goddess and resembled her mantras into the chakra system and the Tibetan wheel of the law. Zazen meditation assignment. You are finally ready for your first meditation assignment. Posture. First ingredient of the practice is the posture. The essence of the posture is to sit in the manner that facilitates the exertion of pressure on the lower abdomen just below the navel. It is best to sit in a standard height chair, preferably with a firm seat and a cushion in the back to lend support to your back. You must keep the back erect yet relaxed. The support from a cushion is recommended to reduce to a minimum your effort to keep the back erect. Both feet must be flat on the floor. Rest your palms face down on your laps and very slightly incline your head downward as if you're barely looking down. The breathing. One, both in and out breathings are carried out through the nostrils. Two, on the in-breath, the lower abdomen is initially allowed to expand by itself. This should take 2 seconds. Three, then the lower abdomen is softly pushed out as you complete the in-breath. Do not push the abdomen beyond the point where the mild tension is felt in the lower abdomen. Do not make a pot belly and do not bloat the lower abdomen. It is slightly downward push as opposed to swelling of the abdomen. This part of the in-breath should take 2 seconds as well. 4. Maintain the tension while softly contracting the lower abdomen and breathing out slightly for 1 second and stop and hold the breath for 2 seconds. 5. Breathe out some more with the same tension and contraction for a second and hold for another 2 seconds. 6. Breathe out some more as above. 7. Repeat the cycle by breathing in again, etc. During the first half of the in-breath, say 1, 2 at the rate of each second. During the second half of the in-breath, say 3, 4. During the first out-breath stage, when the breath is stopped, say 1. During the first out-breath stage, say 1. When the breath is stopped, say 2, 3. During the second out-breath stage, say 1. When the breath is stopped, say 2, 3. During the third out-breath stage, say 1. When the breath is stopped, say 2, 3. From another perspective, breathe in and say in 2, 3, 4. Breathe out and say out, stop, 3, out, stop, 3, out, stop, 3. The duration of each count is 1 second. Get a feel for the timing and learn to do it without looking at a timepiece. In this manner, the in-breath lasts 4 seconds and the out-breath 9 seconds for a total of 13 seconds per breath. This yields 4.6 breaths per minute. It is this deviation from the normal rate of breathing of 12 to 18 breaths per minute that maintains the normal waking state that brings about the states of meditation. After several weeks of daily practice, the out-breath count can be lengthened to 4 counts for each stage. The focus of attention. For the first meditation, the attention will be kept focused on the in and out movement of the lower abdomen. The eyes are kept closed during the meditation. You will find it easy to concentrate if you remember to maintain the tension on the lower abdomen during the exhalation and stopped breath. If you find your attention tends to wander, check the tension of the abdomen. If it is too soft for you to forget to tense, your attention will wander. If you feel discomfort in your neck and chest, you are applying too much tension, or you are involving the stomach into the breathing. Only the lower abdomen is involved in the process. During the initial stages of the meditation, thoughts will drift in. This is normal, and it is not a sign that you are distracted or that you have lost your concentration. Just ignore the thoughts. What is meant by loss of concentration is the process of getting involved in thinking about things. Let's say that the thought that you did not pay a bill drifts in. If you ignore it all is okay. Your meditation is intact. If you have lost your concentration, if you start to think about the bill and how and when you'll pay it, the other bills and money you owed, etc. Paying attention to thoughts and getting involved in them is due to emotion. Ignoring them weakens the emotional engine that is generating thoughts into your mind, and eventually the engine and the thoughts come to a standstill. You will not notice when this first happens. You will at some point suddenly realize that you are conscious of being conscious because there is nothing to perceive. Even the awareness of your body will disappear. Unless the seating was improper and bodily discomfort kept your attention on the body. This meditation must be done daily until you attain the desired experience. After that, it should be continued daily for its intrinsic health benefits. Men Ab 1 minute Zazen. After reading the following instructions, put the book down and perform the 1 minute Zazen or Men Ab exercise. Recall to the mind a situation that is guaranteed to arouse a strong emotional response in you. As soon as you feel the emotion coming, take a deep breath while pushing the lower abdomen out. At the end of the inhalation, tense the abdomen by pushing down. Don't bloat the abdomen and hold your breath while you focus your attention on your lower abdomen. Do this sitting, standing, lying in bed. You will discover that the emotion will enter, will either vanish immediately or become greatly weakened. What have you just done? You sent energy to the cortex and the frontal lobe, and by holding your breath, you interrupted the emotional and thinking engine. You must make the effort to apply this action to all of the emotional assaults from the animal within you. Be mindful to keep your attention on what you are doing at the moment of its occurrence. You might be driving and a motorist cuts you off. If you apply the technique, you must keep your focus on the road and your driving. If you don't want to be focused on your belly at that moment. If you don't apply the technique, you might default to the upper chest superficial breathing that will throw you in a state where you might be yelling obscenities at the driver who can't hear you anyhow. This technique is the essence of Menab, keeping the will stable, or Satipatthana, the mindfulness technique of the Buddhists. The technique can also be done with the sound ha. The tensing of the lower abdomen is to be implemented by saying the sound ha. at the same time that the lower abdomen is pushed out and tensed. Ha is one of the healing sounds employed in traditional Chinese medicine in Qigong. It is interesting to note that it corresponds to the heart meridian that is associated with the Shen, which corresponds to the functions of consciousness and the cerebral cortex. The ancient Egyptians had practiced building of common words around mantras and healing sounds. I gave many details on this in Metu Netter Volume 1. One of the words for heart was Hati, saying the word rapidly at the same time and the lower abdomen is pushed out reinforces the tension. The action, as explained above, sends energy from the vagus nerve to the cortex and frontal lobe. It is not a coincidence to find that the word Hati, H-A-T-I, also denotes the will, mind, disposition. An Egyptian hieroglyph dictionary, that's Hati's from the Egyptian hieroglyph dictionary, and so on. In Kundalini yoga, the mantra Pahat is used to instantaneously eliminate unwanted thoughts and emotions. It is called the Astral Weapon Mantra. The P is pronounced without a vowel. Its function is to reinforce the action of the hat. It is said very rapidly as the lower abdomen is pushed out and tensed. And here ends the reading of chapter 10 on page 153.